What is up, everybody? You're tuning in to the Riddle Me That podcast with your host, Alex Riddle. On today's episode, we're going to talk about the UFC fights that happened last Saturday and the terrible calls, or decisions, I should say, made by the judges. I thought I knew the UFC rules by now. I've been watching a few of the main events, and I guess I don't, because there's some really weird decisions made by the judges. Can't wait to dive into that. We're also going to talk about the NBA and MLB season's about to begin. It's right here, like, out of nowhere. We're a couple weeks away. Let's see if we can hold on, get the season started. Let's dive right in, ladies and gentlemen. So before we dive into UFC, I want to bring up my 2K adventure. The first episode of the Riddle Me That podcast, I talked a lot about my career mode that I made. At the time, it was with Extra Ranch, my character from... No, he's not drafted. I always think, I think I skipped it. I skipped the opening part of the micro mode where you can be on a team and get drafted. I skipped all that because I was like, I don't want to deal with it. There's so many, things I need to skip. Like, so many previews, I just don't want to handle it. But I haven't talked about it since. And I don't know why, because 2K... is a big game that I've been playing lately, and I've actually recently changed characters. I am now Dr. Andre Nozick. Shout out the league, Dr. Andre Nodick. He is now an 87. I've climbed back up from, I think I was, the last time I was here, I was ranting how I couldn't get past like a 73 or something. The reason I'm bringing this up is because I think I'm going to start making a 2K segment on the Riddle Me That podcast. This is the first added segment on this show. And I think I didn't want to keep making it my GeForce Spotlight or my Riddles Rant, because that'd just be too repetitive. So I'm just going to give it its own segment. You know, I'm the boss here, you know, I realize. So I can kind of, you know, I can make my own decisions here. I kind of like this. Self-employer. Well, not really. This is not, I'm not making any money off this, but, you know, but yeah, so 2K segment coming to Riddle Me That. Lock it in for next week. But let's dive into UFC now. There was the Fight Island last Saturday with the main event with Usman and Medvedev. And it was... We watched most of the fights at my place. And, you know, I was excited. I was into them. But there was just, you know, so the UFC works is you can win by submission, win by TKO, or if none of that occurs during the three rounds, you take it to the unanimous decision or split decision by the judges where they decide who wins the fight. And there's like three different fights where I was like, oh, well, you know, they showed the stats of like how many punches were landed, how much control time some fighter had. And, you know, I was like, oh, before they made the decision, I was like, oh, well, obviously so-and-so won. And it was like, nope, the other guy won. And I was like, where is this coming from? I just don't understand. So I think the main fight that really got me was the featherweight title fight, Max Holloway against Volkanovski. That's a tough name, but who is currently the champ? Who Max Holloway was the champ before, but he got taken from Volkanovski, and he was trying to take it back, and he dominated. I think during the fight, it was a live bet. It was like, if you were to make it, it was like Holloway was minus, like, 2,000. And then, like, he won the first three rounds and ended up winning 3-2. And he won decisively the first two rounds. And then he barely lost the last two. And he didn't win. And it was like, well, like, everyone thought he won. Dana White, who's in charge of the UFC, didn't agree with it. It just kind of pissed all of us off that were watching because we were so invested. And then we're like, well, why did this guy not get the W? He led in almost every category. And I guess there's just more things that we don't see that they take into
you know, context. With but I don't know. I don't know. I feel like it's like we need to know more about these judges. Like, what are they like? Can we get a reasoning behind it? There's no reasons. It's just, oh, so-and-so won, no questions asked. Like, it's like, what? Like, give me some, we deserve an explanation. And I feel like the announcers that do it never are, like, surprised. They're like, oh, well, yeah, you know, I mean, I guess it's their job to go with it and not, you know, make it controversial from their end. But at the same time, it's like, bro, like, we need answers here. Like, what's the point of watching it? Like I want to understand what these judges are really looking for, because apparently they're not looking for stats. They're looking for, I mean, we were thinking that maybe, you know, if it's like, if the fight goes to the end, it's like somewhat close that they give it to the like higher ranked fighter, but that just feels like that, like at, when you're in the ring for three rounds, at some point it's like, take the rankings away, anybody could win. That's the coolest part about UFC, is there's a lot of upsets that took place. There was a, the one upset that really was huge was the Jiří. Why would I even say his last name? We just know him as Jiří. He, for the light heavyweight, was his UFC debut, and he clocked Volkan Ozdemir, who was a huge favorite. And he just, I was like, how is this guy like an underdog? He was, Jiří was massive. He was just like talking shit the whole time. That was cool. And then we had a huge women's fight, Jessica Andrade against Rose Namajunas, who Andrade recently got the dub against Namajunas in the strawweight, and then Namajunas took it back. But everyone thought Andrade won. She looked like the better fighter. It was really close. I'm not taking anything away from Rose. Everyone thought they were like, wow, we thought Andrade won. And that's what, and she thought she won too, is along with Holloway. They were already like raising their hands like prematurely before they, you know, before the winner was announced. So, I mean, that kind of, you know, that's kind of awkward. But at the same time, it's like, they're like, damn, like we thought for sure he won. But who knows? I mean, I just started watching UFC. I don't know. I think once baseball and basketball, if they come back, I'll obviously just be watching them over UFC, and right now, you know, it's UFC and Premier League, but, you know, before we know, Premier League is going to be ended, and UFC will just, we'll see if I continue to watch it. So we're only a couple weeks away from the NBA and MLB making its comeback. It's kind of crazy, you know, just talking about each of these sports on the podcast. There was always like, you know, in my head, I was like, well, I have to talk about it because there's still a chance it's coming back. And then all of a sudden, it just is. Players are reporting to Orlando for, you know, for the NBA playoff expansion. And then we have MLB teams reporting for like inter squad scrimmages. And it's like, wow, it's like, it's happening. But it's just crazy. Like, you go on ESPN, and you're looking at all the reports, and it's like, just now I was looking in on Frick for NBA, and it's like, Harrison Barnes with coronavirus, he's in quarantine, Jokic is now cleared. It's just, it's going to be crazy, because the whole time this is going on, players are going to be constantly getting COVID during the process, and it's just going to be like they're going to be shuffling in and out of like quarantine, and everyone's just going to be like, like, you know, once a big star gets coronavirus and the team needs them, they're like, come on, get back. And we're just counting down the days. It's just crazy. Like, I feel like that's going to overtake a lot of the spotlight. But I think the players and coaches are comfortable with that. I think everyone wants to get back. And, you know, there hasn't been, like, a ton of cases for both. I know MLB recently had, there was like 60-something players out of the whole players and staff combined that had it. So that's very low, which is good. You know, you hope that they'll drop even lower by the time the season starts, and that's what everyone's hoping too. Speaking of NBA coronavirus, Russell Westbrook currently got coronavirus, so he's quarantining. I guess the best time to get corona for NBA players and MLB would be right now, so you can quarantine before the season actually starts. Which, I mean, that's an awful thing to say, but at the same time, you know, in their heads, okay, we can get quarantined now, you know, well, we won't have the virus by start of the season. I'll be ready to go. Every game matters now for these seasons. For NBA,
it's right to the go. I mean, if you're not ready to go, you're screwed. And same for MLB. There's only 60 games. I've said before, the Nationals started 19-31 last year and obviously had a lot of games left to make up that. You can't start like that in this new setting. There's really no room for error. So, you know, it's going to really hurt teams if multiple players are getting the virus and they're not having their stars because of that. So that's going to play a very prominent role in this upcoming season if it occurs. I'm not trying to be a downer when I say, oh, it might not occur. I'm just trying to keep all options open because, you know, in this pandemic, you never know what's going to happen next and or, you know, who's not going to be comfortable with it. You know, if someone who has a lot of say in both leagues doesn't like what's going on, or if, you know, if multiple people stand together and, you know, do that and express concern, it might not happen. And, yeah, that would suck, but at the same time, you can't, like, if it doesn't happen because of coronavirus, you know, it's a pretty valid excuse. You know, there's crazy shit going on right now. There's still a ton of outbreaks happening in a lot of different states. Florida, that's a huge one. That's just Corona City down there right now. It's just red everywhere. Everyone's got it. I think there was like 16,000 new cases the other day, which is just insane. But you see all these beach parties and boat parties going on. It's not like it's surprising. That's what's going down if you're going to Florida. If you're in Florida and you have your house and you're like, safe there and you're not going out like that, I mean, you'd probably be somewhat fine. But, I mean, Florida, I mean, you know, you're bound to go to a bar or multiple bars. And then also with their tons of open beach space. Well, I say open beach space. It isn't open once everyone's there. But it's just, we'll see. I'm actually confident that the season's going to happen for both. At least start. You know, that's a whole different thing. If the season starts for both and then it just, you know, 2 weeks in, they just cancel it, that would just be real heartbreaking. I'd rather have no season at all than have that happen. But we're going to, I mean, as we are in life right now, we're taking each day one at a time. It'll be the same thing for sports. Each day, just as long as it's happening, don't take it for granted. Really get into it. Love your teams. Cheer them on while you can. And let's hope for the best here, ladies and gentlemen. My Riddles rant of the week goes out to my main man, OBJ. My God, man. Of course, I'm like, okay, OBJ highlight. Let's see what it is. Oh, don't worry, everybody. OBJ now has blonde hair. I mean, dude, he's like, oh, you know, I'm changing, like, my attitude. I'm going to be a new man with this hair. I mean, what is he talking about? It's just like, how is this, like, front page news? Like, what we should be talking about is Myles Garrett getting a $125 million deal after, I mean, he deserves it, but, you know, last year what really took the spotlight was him killing Mason Rudolph with his helmet. But that's a whole different ballgame. But, yeah, OBJ says, the blonde, and I quote, the blonde is back, and new attitude too. I mean, it's priceless what this guy comes out with. I recently just saw, like, there's an Instagram video of Blueface, the rapper, that's throwing deep bombs at OBJ. Of course, he's just hanging out with Blueface. You already know those two are just up to no good on the weekends. But, yeah, OBJ says, I'm tired of playing your game. Like me and Cam talk about, that humble shit. When you are inside, like, we are humble men, but then they've taken that humbleness as a weakness, and they shit on us. It's crazy to me, because when you're up and you're talking, they hate it. And for me this year, I'm trying to kill. Like, that's it. I mean, oh my gosh, that's pretty badass, but at the same time, I mean, let's see it. Let's see if he comes out with that fire that he's bringing right now. It's just stupid in my mind that, like, you know, it takes him dyeing his hair a new color for him to get better. Just, how about just be a better teammate and be willing to, you know, not get the ball every once in a while? I mean, the best wide receivers are so good because they can be great decoys. They're forcing double teams, and they're doing their part. He's supposed to be a leader for this organization, and I'm sure he has great leadership qualities, but, you know, it always just gets taken away from his little temper tantrums, like when he was just, like, he went to that punter net, it was just like, you know, having a terror tantrum in the net. I mean, he just does random stuff that kind of just, you know, he's an inconsistent guy and an inconsistent player for the most part.
So let's prove yourself, OBJ. Prove to me that you got what it takes to change that hair and change that game. My GeForce Spotlight of the week. It's going to have to be this upcoming weekend. Me and my girlfriend Caroline are going to go up to our family Michigan house. Just the two of us. So, you know, we went to Michigan last summer. It was just kind of a life-changing experience. I haven't been going as much recently to my vacation home. Just as I've gotten older, you know, it's been harder to get there. But we went last summer, and she, like, made me change my whole mind about it. I mean, she enjoyed it so much. I showed her the good times on the back porch with playing Yahtzee, drinking wine, and then going to the one tennis court in the woods. We know we walked this beautiful trail. She even got me to run a couple miles. Then, of course, we went to the beach. It did rain a little bit, but that usually happens in Michigan. So, you know, it didn't rain the whole time. And, you know, also, you know, so it's in Harbor, Michigan, which is right next to New Buffalo. So we went over to New Buffalo, went to, what's the restaurant called? Oh, I think it's something with dog. I always forget. I don't want to say the wrong name, but everyone's been there. It's such a suburbs, Chicago suburbs place to go. But it was really beautiful weekend, and I'm excited to go again. We've been trying to go for a while. And we recently reopened it earlier this month as a family. So it's going to be a great weekend just to get away from work. And I've been in the city now for a couple weeks and just to get some peace and quiet, you know. And it's going to be awesome. And she's really excited. I'm really excited. It's going to be a great weekend. My flick of the week is going to have to go to Arrested Development. Kind of a throwback. No, not kind of a throwback. It is a throwback. Me and Coughlin have been trying to find a new show. We were recently watching Pen 15 separately. I actually finished that the other day, and he's almost done with that. But recently we started, we just went to Hulu, and it was just kind of right there, like at the top. So we're like, oh, the Arrested Development, all right. So we kind of throw on a random episode, and all of a sudden, like six episodes later, we're just like, wow, like why did we stop watching this show in the past? I don't think I finished every season. So I'm definitely, they're pretty short episodes, like 20 minutes. I don't know if I want to watch the whole thing. It's one of those shows where it's like The Office or Parks and Rec where it just, it keeps going and you don't have to watch every single episode, but it just kind of depends. I feel like now if Coughlin's watching TV earlier, you know, he's going to throw it on. And I mean, I don't need to watch every episode. And then when I get back, we'll watch whatever episode we're on together or vice versa. But so funny, great characters, great actors, Jason Bateman, Michael Cera, the guy from Entourage, what's his name? How do I forget this guy's name? Will Arnett, who's been in a couple roles. So, really heavy cast, and great, you know, the last episode had Elaine from Seinfeld, guest appearance, there's a couple other... The lady from Glee, I think, like that gym teacher who plays the same role in every show. So I don't know why I said Glee. I mean, I think she's in Glee, but she's in other roles as well. I don't even watch Glee, so I don't know why that's the first thing that popped in my head. One of the only Glee actors that, you know, it's crazy to think about this. There's been like three Glee actors that have died recently, and she's, I guess, part of a surviving cast. It's kind of crazy. I don't know why that's the show. But yeah, there's that's some crazy shit right there. That'd be weird to be in her position. But definitely check out Arrested Development. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have already seen it already. It was actually one of those shows that was one of the first shows I remember that was a Netflix show. So I thought that was cool. And so, yeah, I highly recommend checking it back out. Great throwback. You're definitely going to laugh your ass off. For the bet of the week this week, it's always funny when I say that, for the bet of the week this week, maybe I'll work on that, I don't know, but, so, I won my last bet again last week. That's a two streak for this podcast, as I believe I chose the over of It was two scrubs. Oh, Wofford and Norwich City, which I was explaining how there are two bad teams going at it. I was definitely, you know, people were definitely taking the under in that, and they scored two goals pretty quickly to start the game. And then I was a little scared because there was no goals for a while, but eventually Wofford scored another goal to get that 2-1 win and over 2.5 over. So I was like, let's go, two streaks. So we're gonna go back to the Premier League again tomorrow. And I'm going to take the Liverpool money line, -126 against Arsenal. Liverpool came off a 1-1 draw to Burnley last Saturday, which ruined their, 24 home game streak. They're trying to make history, so they're going to come out firing, I think. They were, -1.5, I think, but I don't want to have them have... I don't even know if it was that one. I think it was almost, -1. But anyway, I didn't like the spread. I just, I can see him maybe going up two goals, then letting up a late goal. So it's only -126, so you're not stretching that much. But I think they're going to beat an Arsenal team that just came off a tough loss to Tottenham. I feel like their confidence is down. They've had a really, tough time with close games recently, and it's not an easy game to recover on, playing a Liverpool team who's also hungry for a win. So Liverpool, money line tomorrow. Lock it in. That's all the time we have today on the Riddle Me That podcast. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I hope on next week's podcast we can be 1 week closer to the start of the MLB season, the NBA season, and just the future of sports. We're back. Have a good night, everybody. Riddle out.